Hello, and welcome back to Battle Plan, a spiritual warfare podcast. I'm Steve Hemphill, and our website is active-faith.org. Our goal is to take back territory, expel evil, and heal through spiritual growth. Today, we're going to continue the series on things that defile the land. And today's topic of that in that category is idolatry. Now, the reason I believe we need to be aware of this is so that we can tailor your staking of your land to specifically cleanse it from anything that has defiled it, thereby closing the door permanently to demonic connections to the land itself. So, idolatry is the topic today. Now, first, let me mention idolatry is a trap, according to Exodus 23, 32, and 33. Make no treaties with them or their gods. They must not live in your land, or they will cause you to sin against me. If you serve their gods, you will be caught in the trap of idolatry. Now let's go to 2 Kings 9, 22. Idolatry prevents peace in the land. This is King Jehoram demanded, "Do you come in peace, Jehu?" And Jehu replied, "How can there be peace? As long as the idolatry and witchcraft of your mother Jezebel are all around us." So, idolatry prevents peace in the land. Then we'll go to Deuteronomy 11 and look at 13 to 17. Verse 13 and 14 says, "If you carefully obey the commands I'm giving you today and love the Lord your God and serve him with your whole being, then he will send rain on your land at the right time in the fall and spring, and you'll be able to gather your grain, new wine, and oil." So, productive land requires love of God and obedience of God, of God's people on the land. Isn't that interesting? Then, verse 15 says, "If you carefully obey, he will give you lush pasture land for your livestock, and you yourselves will have all you want to eat." So, obedience to God sustains the land, the people, and the animals. And then verses 16 and 17. "Be careful, or you will be fooled and will turn away to serve and worship other gods. If you do, the Lord will become angry with you and will shut the heavens so that it will not rain. Then the land will not grow crops, and you will soon die in the good land the Lord is giving you." So, productive land depends on rejecting false gods. Also, it says, "Be careful, or you'll worship other gods. If you do, you'll die in the land." So, living in God's land depends on people rejecting false gods. And then also, it's "Be careful, or you'll be fooled and worship other gods. Then you'll die in the land." So, God gives the land to those who reject false gods. Now, this idea of idolatry being a problem is not just an Old Testament situation. We also see Colossians 3, verse 5 gives you an interesting slant on this. Colossians 3, verse 5 says, "Don't be greedy, for a greedy person is an idolater, worshiping the things of this world." So, greed is idolatry. You do not have to be bowing to the statue to be practicing idolatry. So, idolatry today comes in several forms. Greed is idolatry. We just looked at Colossians 3. Pop culture and sports stars are idolized. They don't call it American singer, they call it American idol, don't they? Anything we put above God can be idolatry. Baseball is great, but it can be your idol. Fishing is great. Golf is great, but those things can be your idol. Your spouse could be great. It could be your idol. So we need to be careful of anything that we put above God. And then one of the other idols of today is priority of personal pleasure over serving others. Not getting involved serving others because you don't have time. You don't feel compelled. And then we also see power, position, and influence and prestige being worshiped and sought after to the exclusion of God. And then maybe lastly, things or experiences chosen over parenthood. Many people are choosing not to have children because it's too inconvenient. It's too expensive. It prevents being able to travel and go on vacations and and do what you want anytime. So that can become an idol, your free time, your control over your time, as opposed to propagating the race and doing what he asked us to do, was to fill the planet with new life. So in light of today's thoughts, let me suggest part of your personal battle plan might be to specifically pray about cleaning your land from any idolatry that has been committed on your land as you stake out your property. You might pray like this: Lord, I don't know what has happened on this land in the past, but I know that idolatry, including greed, defiles land. So I pray right now in repentance for any of that that has ever occurred here, and ask you to cleanse the land from it and free us from any repercussions from that. Any demonic entities who are attached to this land because of idolatry, I now bind and gag and send to the pit forever. And further command that no similar demons can ever return here now that the land is clean from it. In Jesus' name, amen. And before we sign off today, let me remind you to keep praying, because prayer works. God loves you, and I love you. Have a great day.